Even though you can talk with your parents and who dies 20 years ago, you can talk by text, you said, with the computers. I'm not jealousy. That's kind of delusions. In San Francisco, one of the students who is very interested in programming computer, and he is making a program of a particular program, so-called sensei. Sensei, do you know that sensei term? That is a teacher. He making a program called the sensei. It means to give lots of input of the experience of Zazen and finding solution of human problems and through in terms of Zen teaching. Okay, do you understand? Is that alright? He made a problem. That's wonderful, isn't it? So I said, that's wonderful. Please give me one. If you make it. That's computer. He is making now. It's interesting. So it's not, at that time, it's not necessary to do Zazen anyway. The computer tells you a solution of a human problem. Human life is, human beings are really something alive. So, whatever you, whatever kind of the material you use, you cannot understand the human beings who is alive perfectly, you know. Just like your breath and your heart. So, the important practice is for us, anyway, to bring harmony day by day, you know, to your mind, to your bodies, and live with the people. That is, makes Buddha with people. Make Buddha, anyway, means live in peace. With using not your body and mind, using the Buddha. If you use your body, at that time that body is already something evaluated by your sense. So that body is already put a certain label on it, dirty or purity. But you have to use human body as a Buddha. That means your body is always fresh, every day fresh. Every day, your body, your mind has a great opportunity to grow, to develop. Whatever kind of the type you have, physical or mental type you have, basically your body and mind are always fresh. Like a white canvas. You can put any kind of color on it. So that is, that's why in Bendo Dogen Zenji Mason's, even though we are, no, even though Dharma is present amply present in you, it is not manifested if you don't practice it. So your body and mind are exactly anyway born. But we have to use it. Using taking form of body and mind anyway as a Buddha. And you have to bring the harmony. Very naturally you can bring the harmony to your life and make a Buddha. If you make a Buddha, you can live your life in peace and harmony with the people together. Very natural. We should study the truth that there is approach to Buddhas where we are taking advantage of. Where the so truth. We should contemplate and understand, study the truth. There is a truth, there is a principle, there is a reason. Okay? That we should study the principle or the truth or reason, nobody can change it. That principle is the approach to Buddha, the pathway to Buddha, to Buddha's world, to peaceful life, okay? Whatever you say, to liberated life. There is a pathway to liberated life or freedom, liberation, Buddha, whatever you say. How? In the place where you are using, okay? Where you are taking advantage of. If you use your body in a small scale means in terms of the whether you satisfy your desire or not, always checking, okay? In terms of this small scale, if you use your body becomes very small. But if you use your body in a big scale means without having any particular ideas on your body and mind, so-called purity or impurity, good or bad, right or wrong. Your body becomes big. Your life becomes big. That is the place where you are using, you are taking advantage of. When I do a show and bow to you, whatever you do, whatever you think me, anyway, do a show and respect you. Or, next moment, I anger you, I am mad at you and hit you. Quite a different world appears. But the same situation I exist in the same situations. But if I do a show, that world is quite different from the world I hit you. Quite different. But apparently, I am the same person, and you are the same person, and situation, circumstances are the same. But how I can use that circumstances, how I can use myself and others. That is a pathway. Pathway to go through. You can see the very clear pathway to go through toward Buddha, toward peace and harmony. That is nothing but process, practice. That is, using, taking advantage of yourself and your object and your partners, anyway, microphone, whatever it is. It really depends on your practice. From day to day, that's all we have to do. That's why Dogen Zen says, most difficult practice is to bring harmony and peace to our human body and mind. It's most difficult practice. More than you have mysterious powers, you know, by particular practice. Anyone can have a mysterious powers by particular practice. But it's very difficult to bring the harmony and peace to your mind, to your bodies, and live in peace. Making Buddha every day and helping others, it's very difficult. But that is most important. That is called practice of mindfulness through your bodies. That's why Dogen Zen mentions in these sections, anyway, the meaning of observing the body as not pure. That is, anyway, through your body. Let's observe your body. Means your body and your object, all human world, and various aspects of the life manifested by your body and mind. What that? All things you can see are something beyond, anyway, an idea of purity or impurity. That is the point we have to observe, contemplate, as practice of mindfulness. So, quite different meaning from very traditional. Very traditional, according to traditional understanding of observing the body as impure or not pure means your body is not pure. So, if you believe your body is pure, very naturally you create arrogance. You know? Pure means I am rich. Okay? My mind is great, or my zazen is great. If you do something good, immediately you think so. That is arrogance always come up in every place, every area of your life, constantly. Arrogance is many kinds, seven arrogance, and I don't want to explain this one, but seven kinds of arrogance always appears in your everyday life. But we don't see it. But if you study the carefully, they naturally seven kinds of arrogance always we have. So in order to be free, let you be free from that arrogance, Buddha teaches as let's see your body not pure. Means not arrogance. Don't create arrogance. For this, at any cost, you should see anyway your body as impure. But even Christianity, I told you anyway, I saw the picture, famous picture, you know, of monks, Catholic monks, stand up and hold the human skeleton. Do you know that picture? A beautiful picture. And watching the skeleton, that monk wears a monk's robe and hat and just stand up and watch that skeleton. Very impressive. Very quietness there. Very wonderful. I saw it in Omaha. Do you have a question?
do you mean by the word demon?
Huh?
How can you see demon outside of making judgment? How can you see the word demon?
But generally speaking, demon is physical or psychological state, which states of which are against the satisfaction of your desire, against your will and etc., against your right. Always something against.
It seems like, in a sense, it's already a negative term.
Negative term.
Right. So I don't understand how you can see it. You know how you're talking about, for example, rice. You know, it's just rice, and that if you spill it on the floor, then it's dirty. How can you see a demon just as a demon?
But if you use a demon, already you understand the demons in terms of sense of value or evaluation already, don't you?
Right.
That's right. But that sense of in terms of a sense of the evaluation and value, human value, the you understand demon is something negative. But that is already, you know, kind of something that appears on the surface of demon's life. But a demon itself are completely nothing. Only when you take demons as something wrong, demon appears something wrong.
Well, it seems like the term demon itself implies that already.
Sure, that's why we have to understand the demons more deeply, you know. Don't be cheated by the term. Do you understand what I mean? We get use of the meaning of the term, demons. Already we have a preconception, demons is something wrong. But that is already idea of demons coming from your sense, evaluations. But we have to understand demons in the level of equal level of Buddha. What can be? That's why demons and devils and appears in the Buddha's scriptures always.
You were talking about being hit from behind. Is that the purpose of that stick? So that
general
point.
Well,
it's a point to make you mad.
Yeah, but I'm talking about general, okay? General thing, not stick.
Yeah. What's the stick for?
Well, it depends on you. But the stick we use is anyway encouraging you in many ways.
It's supposed to encourage you?
Yes. Yes. I hope so. I pray that way. Okay? Whatever you accept, whatever you feel, I pray like this in the name. What do you think of demons she mentioned? Do you have something to say?
How would you explain somebody like Hitler? I mean, how can you not make a value decision?
Do you think he's a demon?
I think you could see
him. Yeah, maybe so. But that is already... You already see the Hitler's in terms of human evaluation. But Hitler himself is human anyway. Human, that human temporarily called Hitler appears under certain circumstances, and then Hitler did something unusual. That's it. But if I were the Hitler,
Maybe I could. I could do it. Same thing.
That is a possibility we have. Because we are, anyway, what cameras? We are what cameras? So, any kind of inks drop on the canvas and draw a picture. So, a possibility, conscious possibility, we have, anyway. Do you understand that?
It seems like what I'm saying is that, okay, maybe you can take somebody like Hitler and say, just like you say about the rights, that, you don't necessarily have to make a judgment on him until he makes a mess up, until he does something bad, right? But it seems like the word demon is sort of like the word mess or dirty. Do you know what I mean? You can call Hitler a demon after he does something, like spills himself on the floor or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems like I can't see demon. Demon seems like it's already a word like dirty.
I don't think so. That is already you yes, in a sense, it's right. Yeah, but in a sense, it's not right because demons helps human beings to awaken the wonderful world. How wonderful world is! But thanks to the demons, we attain enlightenment. You know, if everyone is a wonderful enlightened person, why? Even though I attain enlightenment, nobody pay attention. You know? Do you understand? Everyone attain enlightenment here, and then I practice and attain enlightenment. Nobody pay attention to me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know? That's great. So, even demons, if demons say what cameras, and it's not particular things. But when you deal with something in a particular way, it becomes a particular thing. It depends on you. Well, that's why they're understanding that the case, Hitler's. People criticize Hitler himself, but we should understand Hitler in terms of not human's evaluation, but first of all, put the Hitler as a human in the same and one nature we live as a human. The I, Hitler, same. Okay? In the exact same. And then let's deal with this guy and us. Okay? That is the first practice for us. And then he did something. Okay? But what he did something is what happens around him. But human beings are the same. We are Kalagiri and Hitler the same thing. But a different things are Hitler's a German, Ikaragiri's a Japanese. And Hitler lived in Europe and during the Second World War and the particular circumstances, and he had some ideas, and people around him give lots of ideas, and then finally he creates some wonderful ideas, and then from that ideas, let's kill human beings. That's it.
Yeah,
Kalagiri didn't live there, but if I live there, okay, same things could happen. So if so, basically, Hitler and I are not different. But Hitler did something wrong. That is not Hitler's problem, that is human problem. Okay? Do you understand that one?
Yeah.
That is most important. But people always judge the Hitler as individual person, separated from human, each of us. Do you understand that one? That is very dangerous. That's why constantly we create problem. We always create, criticize the heteros separate from him. So that's why we see heteros something particular. That is, I say always, we always see something in terms of human evaluation first. Okay? And criticism. At that time, very naturally, next criticism come up. Next, affective preferences come up. Like or dislike. Then they argue. Do you understand? That is the human world always do. But we have to, much more, we have to do something before we do like that. That is a good. Anyway, let's come back to the base. Put the all sentient beings, hitters and demons and karakis, put the all things in the same and one level. So called Buddha. That is what? Plainly speaking, not human. Just a human. Just a being. The being is what? Complete white canvas. And that individual, each particular being is put in a certain circumstance, and then that being shows a certain virtuous quality of its own, so called warm, cold, you know. Do you understand that?
Yeah, so that, like, for example, even when you see the rice on the floor, even though you call it dirty, you can still see the value in the dirty.
That's true.
I do.
See, if you see the food on the floor, so called dirty, and then immediately you handle the food in terms of dirtiness, okay? So that's really rough behavior, you know? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But we have to see always, you know, come back, we have to see everything coming back to the same and one level. That's the point we always forget, ignore it. That's what Buddha and Patriarch constantly tell us, that's it.
Rishi, is the moment of a demon, a product of discriminating mind, just always judging, and so demon is really mind working, just mind always working in discriminating, natural discriminating way,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then coming back to a total consciousness, and then demon can disappear. So,
no, not disappear.
Or just be allowed to yeah, be part of mind.
Well, be demons just be present with you as a being. That's it. Not appear or not disappear. No.
Yeah.
Just let it be present with you as a being. That's all.
Oh,
just like a wind and tree. Okay? Wind itself doesn't have any ideas. But when the wind destroys the trees, you say bad, you know? You don't like a tornado. But the tornado itself is just a being. You cannot destroy, you cannot judge. Whatever you criticism to, anyway, you give to the tornado smiles anytime. When the time is ripe, conditions are in, so tornado they visit you. You know? So we always judge, evaluate, handle, like say, in terms of evaluation, judgment. But it's very natural. That's why when you see a demon, let's subdue demons, means bring your mind and body's harmony. Bring the harmony anyway to your body and deal with the demons. Okay? Instead of becoming crazy. That's pretty hard practice. It's very simple. For instance, when right in the middle of fighting, how can you subdue? Can't you? Yet to do it, if you can, you are Buddha. Well, I can't do it. I cannot do it. But I have to do it. I have to do it. That's important. There is no guarantee I can do it. But we have to do it. Okay? That is a practice. If you can do it easily, I don't think it's necessary to do it in particular, with a particular effort to make sense. That's why using the demons, and we have to subdue demons and make a Buddha. Right? So at that time, demons gives you lots of suggestions what human world is. Right? So in the human world, if there are many different kind of persons here, and then I become something particular, you know, and then the people say, you're great. But if everything is same, it's not particular things.
Are you saying that the existence of something, say for example, a Hitler, is inevitable when given certain conditions?
Inevitable?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not clear.
Necessary to occur?
Not necessary to occur, but it's possible to occur. For everyone, such things occur. They might occur for everyone, not only the particular person. Do you understand what I mean?